Now, notice what happened. Verse 19, And Joshua said unto Achan, My son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me. Now listen to this. And Achan answered Joshua and said, Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. All right, let's get the thus and thus down in facts and figures. Let's make a list. Now notice what he says. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment and 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent and the silver under it. Notice the steps of this man's sin. I saw, I coveted, and I took them. Those are the steps of the sin of the flesh today. I saw something, I coveted it, and then I took it. That is the thing back of gossip today. Why is it people criticize someone else? Well, it's envy and jealousy there. There are those that cause strife today just because that it builds up their own ego. It calls attention to them. It makes them look better than the person that they're criticizing. That's the reason that sometimes you find a board that'll criticize their pastor. You know why? Puts them in better light. Why is it that the members will sometimes criticize Sunday school superintendent or a board member? Puts them in a better light, you see. This is the old sin of the flesh. I saw, I coveted, and I took. That's the way it goes. Now, what does this man do? He confesses, and he lays it right out. Now, what is this for the believer? How are you going to overcome the flesh, friends? You are going to have to deal with sin in your life. You can't have fellowship with him. Now, I go back again to 1 John. You'll remember that we saw that's the way to overcome the world is by faith. But that's not the way that you overcome the flesh. How do you overcome the flesh? Well, first of all, we want to have fellowship with him. And we want to be filled by the Holy Spirit that we might serve him. Now, how are we going to have fellowship with him? How are we going to have power in our lives? Well, he makes it very clear the way you can't do it. He says, God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Just to say you are having fellowship with him and living in sin, you're not kidding anybody. And you're certainly not having fellowship with him, and you know it. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, that is the light of the Word of God again, we have fellowship one with another. And what happens? Well, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, just keeps on cleansing us from all sin. Now, suppose, though, we say we have no sin. What do? Well, we're deceiving ourselves. Truth's not in us. But what are we to do if we confess our sin? You see, you can't bring God down to your low level. And friends, you can't bring yourself up to God's level. So the thing to do is to keep the communication open between you and God. And the only way you can do it is by confessing your sins. Now, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar. Now, I didn't say this. You know, I'm very polite. I wouldn't say it. But if you say today that you have not sinned or you haven't sinned in your life, God says you're a liar. John says you're a liar. I don't say it. They say it. And I have a notion they're accurate about it, by the way. What are we to do? Confess our sins. And how are we to do it? Well, not this, thus and thus have I done. Spell it out. As this man did, I saw it. A Babylonish garment, and tell God everything that's in your heart. Just open it up. You just well to. He already knows anyway. The Lord Jesus knows you. Go and confess it all. One time I heard Mel Trotter tell this story. He said that his board in Grand Rapids at the mission there, met every Saturday morning for a meeting, and then they closed with prayer. He said the chairman of his board was a very fine doctor in the town. And the doctor had a way when he prayed, he said, "Lord, if we have sinned, forgive us our sin." And Maltrada got tired of listening to that. Finally, he went to the doctor and he said to him, "Listen, doc," he says, "you say if you've sinned, don't you know whether you have or not?" "Well," the doctor says, "I guess I do." "Well," says, "don't you know what your sin is?" "No," the doctor says, "I don't know what it is." "Well," Maltrada said to him, says, "guess at it then." And he said, "You know, the very next time," he guessed at it, and he hit it the very first time. You know, it's amazing, friends, that we like to beat around the bush, even in our praying. Just go to God and tell him exactly what it is. That's confession of sin. And there can be no joy in your life. There can be no power in your life. And we talk about victory. There'll be no victory there until there is confession made of sin.